Hello, I'm Ben Mateer of the KBPS student staff, and my guest today is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Jenny Duan of Metro West High School, the first student from Jesuit to be named a member of the Rose Festival Court. Congratulations, that's a very unique accomplishment, a very unique occasion. So I would like to say congratulations, and it's so great to have you here today.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here, and thank you for the interview.
Yes, it's no problem. So why did you want to represent your school on the Rose Festival Court?
I really wanted to represent my school because in the past, I hadn't seen anyone from Jesuit take a role in Portland and participate in the community through a position on the Rose Festival Court. And I really wanted to show other students, so future applicants, that they too have a place here and that they should apply and select this process so that they can take a greater part in their community through this role.
Yeah, awesome. So what was the selection process like at your school?
Right. So Metro West is pretty unique. In the traditional schools, I believe all applicants must do an interview and they are voted into their position. However, with the Metro school, so Metro East and Metro West, we are invited to apply through the website and then do an interview with a panel of community judges. So we had community judging day where I spoke with various community stakeholders and people who were involved with the Rose Festival. And I believe that they voted me into this position.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Thank you.
Why is your selection as a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
It's really important to me because I really value the Rose Festival and I've been participating in it since a kid. My family always took me to watch the various parades and all the festivals, and it's really an opportunity for me to give back to a community that has given me so much. So I just wanted to take a role in this and to give back to the Portland community through service and leadership in this role.
Yeah. Awesome. Tell us a little bit about the theme for this year's Rose Festival and what that means to you.
Yeah, this year's theme is really special to me. It's Rose City Reunion. And I really value the theme of this year because in the past, we haven't gotten a chance to connect together. And really, we've seen so much division, not only in the media, but also within our communities. First of all, we've been physically isolated and trying to keep each other safe from the pandemic, but we've also faced a lot of uprising, a lot of tension in our communities. And to me, this is really important because as someone who comes from a more diverse background, I'm really interested in seeing different people from different areas and different identities in Portland come together. And I think that this year's theme is a celebration of that.
Yeah. I think a time of unison is very important now, especially than ever. What are some events that you are looking forward to this year at the Rose Festival?
Yeah, I'm of course looking forward to the junior parade and seeing all the younger children in Portland come together. And I'm also excited for the Twilight Parade and seeing all the lights coming together and all of the displays.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what are some activities that you are involved with at your school?
Yeah, at school, I'm really happy that I'm a part of the Mental Health Awareness Club, the Ethics Bowl team, Asian Student Union, Diversity Inclusion Student Council, and the Ambassador Program.
That's a lot of stuff. Awesome. So what do you like to do in your spare time? Do you have any hobbies that you like to pursue?
Yeah, I love music and I study both classical and jazz piano. I'm also an avid reader. I love to read. I love to take care of houseplants, listen to musicals, and spend time with my family and friends.
Just wondering, what are your favorite artists, both like musical artists and like authors?
Well, right now at school, I'm a part of the SpongeBob Pit Orchestra. So I'm playing keyboard in that. So that's what I've been listening to now for musicals. But outside of musicals, I really like alternative music. So I like I really like things like Cage the Elephant or I like Tyler the Creator and SZA.
All right. What was your family's reaction when you were selected as the Rose Festival Princess?
They were really thrilled. I think that they were just really overjoyed like me and they were super excited for me.
Yeah, it's truly something special, you know, when you see it happen. So what are your plans after you graduate this year?
This fall, I plan to attend Stanford University and study symbolic systems.
I was just wondering if you would give a brief explanation, if you can, of what symbolic systems is. I'm sure most people probably are completely unaware of what that is.
Yeah, of course. Symbolic systems is an interdisciplinary major combining computer science, philosophy, psychology, linguistics, and statistics. And I really hope to use this major to become an ethical artificial intelligence specialist.
Okay. So what do you hope to be doing 10 years from now? What do you see yourself doing in the future?
My dream is to build a nonprofit or a startup that provides consulting and advising to both companies and governments looking to make better decisions concerning the use of artificial intelligence and technology. Mm-hmm. It's really important that these companies and these platforms are held accountable and also are driven with principles of ethics and responsibility, and to ensure that technology is something that benefits all of society rather than harming it.
Yes, yes, I agree. So just one more question. So you said you want to pursue a career in artificial intelligence. What was the inspiration behind that? What kind of got you into that in the first place?
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, I've always really been interested in psychology and understanding the human mind and human behavior. But later in high school, I also began to develop a passion for technology as well. So learning how code and mathematics can replicate some of the intricacies of our physical world. So I wanted to bridge those two interests with my other interest in philosophy and ethics, which I pursue through the ethics bullet at school. And it seemed like artificial intelligence was kind of the thing that brought all of those points together and united all my interests in these different subjects.
That's cool. You know, find the connecting part and really tackling it. Well, thank you so much for spending your time participating in this interview today. It was an honor to have you here. It was a great experience. I have been speaking with Princess Jenny Duan from Metro West High School, and I am Ben Mateer once again reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.